Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 31 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Yeah, I know for months we had it the other way around, and never mind. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. I also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. So glad you could join us as we talk about two people on fire for Jesus Christ and His Sacred Heart. They're our guests shortly, Dwayne and Teresa Grow from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. They'll be here in just a couple of minutes. They've got an update on their ministry, and I hope if you haven't already that you'll consider becoming a member of the Sacred Heart Society of the Diocese of Amarillo. And we'll get you up to date with all kinds of news, and we've been kind of busy lately, haven't we? But first, we start with prayer. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of Cap'n, the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Office of Communications. But folks, I think we can all agree, it is bone dry outside, and we need some moisture desperately. Well, anything but ice, hopefully. Please pray for much-needed rain or snow for our farmers and ranchers. They certainly do need the moisture. The latest I've read is this La Nina should be moving into a neutral or La Nada pattern sometime by the 1st of April, and we should be in a neutral pattern for quite a while. That means better chances of rain, and we certainly do need it. So please pray for much-needed rainfall for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, and the discerning. And please pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Zigo. Find out more about vocations, amarillovocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all that you continue to do for us. Get yourself to the polls, folks. Early voting is coming to an end as we prepare this program, and Election Day is Tuesday, March the 3rd. Make sure you do your homework on the candidates. We cannot, shall not, do not, will not tell you who to vote for. All we can do is say, go vote. So go vote. Polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 3rd. We'll see you there. And remember, as Catholics, we have a moral obligation to participate in elections, not just the ones we want to, but each and every single election. Also, a couple of other quick reminders. Make sure you visit our website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Keep up with everything that's going on. And there's been a lot going on lately, hasn't there? We offer our condolences and prayers to the family of Monsignor Rex Nickel, who we lost on February 11th. We also welcome to the Diocese of Amarillo His Eminence, Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, our new Apostolic Administrator, Sidi Vacante. And we thank Bishop Patrick J. Zurich for his 18-plus years of service to the Diocese of Amarillo as the 8th shepherd of our diocese. Make sure you visit our Facebook post on Amarillo Diocese. There's plenty up there. Next issue of the newspaper will be dated Sunday, March 15th. It will include our annual United Catholics appeal campaign for the 26-27 fiscal year and so much more. Advertising deadline, Monday, March 2nd at 5 o'clock. And your story deadline is noon on Thursday, March 5th. And those are non-negotiable, stone-cold deadlines there. Make sure you keep up with the podcast, stcapn.com. And don't forget, this is the best news of the entire program, next to what Teresa and Dwayne are getting ready to lay on us. Keep up with this program and our other offerings on our podcasting network. And please, all of our fantastic Cap'n products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. I've already had people tell me it is so good to be able to go there and get this material. So please spread the word and tell others that they can get the podcast at Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Our next podcast to drop on Friday, March 13th, and the topic is a speed dating event for Catholics in the Diocese of Amarillo. Some of you may be scratching your heads and wondering why. Carlin Hochstein and her friends are going to share all that with you on our next podcast that is dropping in 2 weeks. And as always, thank you for the privilege of your time. Our guest, as we alluded to earlier in this program on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 31, are Duane and Teresa Grove, both of, I don't even know which parish you guys go to, because it seems like you're everywhere. You're like Chicken Man almost. I see you at St. Thomas. I see you at St. Mary's. I see you here. I see you there. You sure there's just one set of you guys?
As far as just we know.
As far as you know, yeah, okay. But their big thing is the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And before we talk about a lot of exciting news and some big news that's going on with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I want to go back and ask again, who was the one of you two that got started with this devotion, and how did you get the other one to join you in your devout devotion to the Sacred Heart?
Well, I would say we started together. Okay. We really fell in love with the Sacred Heart of our Lord, and on our own did a personal consecration and a home enthronement, and from there it was just off wind running.
There's a lot of news going on with the Sacred Heart Society in our diocese, but first, Teresa, what is the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus all about?
So it's rooted in an ancient Christian devotion that gained widespread prominence between 1673 and 1675 through revelations that Jesus gave to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And it entails 12 promises for those who are devoted to the Sacred Heart. And among those promises are that Jesus assured that those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday for 9 consecutive months will receive the grace of final penitence, my Divine Heart being their safe refuge in their last moments.
Devotees of the Sacred Heart commit to several spiritual practices, but that are include frequent reception of Holy Communion, observance of the first Fridays by attending confession and receiving the Holy Eucharist for 9 consecutive months. The first Friday devotion we'll talk a little bit more about here in a moment. Participation in weekly holy hours of Eucharistic adoration, and celebrating Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the 12th of June.
Mm-hmm. This all basically started in the diocese in, what, the last 12 to 18 months, right?
Really started going in 2024.
Okay.
Yes.
So 24 months then. But wait, there's more. We've got some exciting news to share. Young lady, go for it.
We do. So we're growing here in the diocese. We have over 50 people that we know of that are consecrated to the Sacred Heart, and there's likely a lot more since if they're not attending the Masses, we don't know who they are. In December, we established or inducted new leadership within the Sacred Heart. We're the leadership for the diocesan level, and then we have leadership for both St. Mary's and St. Thomas. This is really exciting news. We recently added Our Lady of Guadalupe to a First Friday, and our First Friday with them was in the month of February.
Yeah, and we really thank Father Taylor a lot for really bringing that forward and enthusiastically encouraging parishioners there to participate. We've also got more than 16 home enthronements now. And if anybody wants to learn more about what that means and how special that is, you can always contact us. We'd love to talk to you about that. Another really exciting thing is that we've added Spanish materials. So now we have Spanish devotional booklets and Spanish announcements and things. So for our parishioners that prefer Spanish, we have those materials now available, including Spanish home enthronement kits.
That is fantastic that you guys are growing, and we haven't stopped growing yet. I know you've got some other parishes that you would like to have added. We won't let you get into that until you officially get them in. But, Teresa, I want to ask you a little bit more about home enthronement. Well, this is a great way to welcome the Heart of Jesus into our homes. How does this all work?
So the way a home enthronement works is there's a packet that's actually put out by the National Sacred Heart of Jesus organization, and it gives you 3 days to prepare before your home enthronement. And then Father Avitus comes out and actually does a home blessing. And then they go through the process of the home enthronement to enthrone their home to Jesus being the head of their home through the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
You said 3 days. What's involved in those 3 days before?
3 days of devotional prep time, prayers, to where the family is actually praying together. And it's not really like a novena, but it's just short prayers that they're focusing on in preparation for that enthronement.
But wait, there's more as we continue our conversation with Derwayne and Teresa Groves. You see them a lot at St. Thomas the Apostle Church. They've been known to lurk around St. Mary's Cathedral and wherever else. I guess we'll just have to start having a Teresa and Dwayne Groves sighting map or something on our website. They're joining us here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast episode 31, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Another very exciting development comes from the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. They have decided to consecrate this great country, the United States of America, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Talk more about that, please, Dwayne.
Yeah, we're really excited. So at the November meeting of the bishops, they made a decision to go ahead and consecrate our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is the first time consecration's taken place to the Sacred Heart in our nation, and they're doing it in honor of our 250-year anniversary. That consecration will take place on the 12th of June. And it'll be really super exciting. We're looking forward to having our diocese and all the dioceses of our nation consecrated to our Lord's Sacred Heart.
Now, let's talk about the next consecration mass. That's also coming up on June 12th, right, Teresa?
It is here with the cathedral at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll be having the consecration mass and indicti for those coming into the Sacred Heart also on the 12th of June. Mm-hmm. The nation is doing it the 11th and 12th, so they're giving their bishops the freedom to do the 11th and 12th. But ours will be at 5:30 at St. Mary's, and it will include the consecration as well as we'll have a potluck dinner. And we're obviously recruiting, you know, individuals to come forward and to be consecrated for that.
You bet. And we have a retreat also leading up to this too, right?
That's correct. We're going to do a day of reflection that is going to be on the 30th of May, and it's going to be from 9 to 2 with a lunch available. And we're excited because Father Shane is going to be our guest speaker and lead us through that day of reflection.
It's going to be fantastic.
We'll also include confessions.
And that's a Saturday, May 30th. Now, in preparation for the solemnity and in union with the USCCB, the Novena to the Sacred Heart will be starting up on Wednesday, June 3rd. That will go until Thursday, June 11th. That's a great day anyway, personally. The USCCB will be distributing catechetical resources to the Diocese of Amarillo and other dioceses throughout the country and for adoration and works of mercy. We're going to have all kinds of stuff about that on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We'll bring it up again here on the podcast. We'll have it on the Diocesan website, look into parish bulletins, and wherever you get your media, we're going to have more information about this for you. If you've always been wanting to be closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there's no better time like right now, especially during this Lenten season, to get closer to Him. You have in front of you, Dwayne, and I had you do this the last time, and I would like for you to do it again. At the first of the conversation, we mentioned the 12 promises for those devoted to His Sacred Heart. Could you please share those with us one more time, especially for those that maybe, I don't know if I want to do this. This should put you into the I have to do this category. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, Chris. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find my heart, the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. Those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart and that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in that last moment.
They are the leaders of our Sacred Heart Society here in the Diocese of Amarillo, Teresa Grove, Dwayne Grove from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. This organization is on fire for Christ. It is growing. We want you to be a part of it. Again, join them for First Friday prayers after First Friday Masses at both St. Mary's and at St. Thomas, and at Our Lady of Guadalupe now here in Amarillo. And
correct.
More parishes will be added. And if your parish needs to be added, you need to talk to your priest and make this happen, and then get with Teresa and Dwayne for more information. Also, keep in mind, we have a retreat coming up on Saturday, May 30th, Day of Reflection, 9 to 2, St. Mary's Cathedral, potluck lunch featuring Father Shane Wick, the pastor at San Jose Church in Hereford, as the keynote speaker. Next consecration mass, Friday, June 12th, St. Mary's Cathedral, 5:30 p.m., followed by a potluck dinner. So much going on. Keep it here. Look in the newspaper. Look on the Diocesan website. Check out the Diocesan Facebook page, Flock Note, Parish Bulletins. We'll keep you up on top of everything. But if you want to know a lot more about the Sacred Heart Society and the Diocese of Amarillo a lot faster than we can give it to you, your telephone numbers, please.
Yeah, you can reach us at area code 303-242-7308, and it's Dwayne and Teresa Grove.
There you go. Final word in the conversation first with you, Miss Teresa.
The consecration to the Sacred Heart is not just for adults. This is a family event, and we encourage families to actually get consecrated to the Sacred Heart. And then, once they're consecrated, let's do that home enthronement for your whole family.
Yeah, and I love to encourage people that home enthronement will just create an entirely different environment in your home. If you want the peace of Christ in your home, then enthrone His Sacred Heart.
Let's get you a few news items before we exit stage right. And a reminder, the second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, is underway Monday morning, 7 o'clock here on Cap'n. Kick off your work week with 5 minutes of faith, hosted by the great Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral in Amarillo. And also make sure you check out The Introverted Apostle with Roman Asbill and David Wilson. And a reminder, keep up with all of our great programs on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. And please tell others about it, okay? A list of Lenten meals and fish fries in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, and on the Diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Please support these parishes and organizations during the Lenten season, and if your parish's fish fries or Lenten meals aren't on the list, please get us that information as soon as possible so we can tell others about your meals and fish fries, okay? St. Anne's Church in Canyon, taking part in the 31st annual Bach Lunch Series. That's sponsored by the Amarillo Chapter of the American Guild of Organists. St. Anne's Church is at 605 38th Avenue in Canyon. The site for the Bach Lunch Series on Friday the 13th, well, it's March 13th technically, led by Dr. Elizabeth Gotland McKee, the Director of Music at St. Anne's Church. Need to know more? Call Dr. Michael Johnson, 806-654-3239, or you can go on to Facebook and visit the Amarillo Chapter American Guild of Organists page. The Faith Formation Basic Course on the Holy Trinity continues here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Look for the details on the Diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and you can also find it in parish bulletins. Tuesday, March 31st, the annual Chrism Mass, 7 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. His Eminence, Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, and your diocesan priest invite you to join them for this fantastic celebration. Volunteers are still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't require a lot of time. Training is provided. Elma Fletcher has all the answers to your questions, 806-206-4496. And once again, we remind you, Saturday, August 22nd, put it on your calendars and join us at St. Mary's Cathedral. We will be celebrating our centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo with a massive Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock again, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Additional information about the centennial in all your favorite media locations throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n. This isn't cheap, you know, to put it together. It does cost money. If you're interested in advertising, please email us. David Wilson checks every email that comes into this place, stcapn@dioama.org, and make sure you fill out the form at stcapn.com, as we want to hear from you and make this podcast and our podcast network even better. And a reminder, one more time, don't forget to keep up with this program and our other offerings on our podcasting network through Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Hey, that does it for us. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.